What a day this is. There's an excitement in the air like you wouldn't believe. Never saw so many happy faces. The holiday spirit is so strong you can almost feel it. Excuse me, sir. I'm Jimmy Olsen, WGBS-TV. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
How do you like Washington?
Great.
What do you think of that tree up there?
Fantastic. I'm from Oregon, and I know something about trees. And I tell you, that's got to be the biggest Christmas tree ever. Make a great show and lights go on.
Thank you, sir. And you, ma'am, what do you think of all this?
Beautiful, just beautiful. I can hardly wait until tonight. It'll be almost as beautiful as stars over my home state of Alabama.
Thank you, ma'am. And you, sir, have you ever been to one of these?
And while Jimmy Olsen continues his interview, we switch to the WGBS studios in Metropolis, where Lois Lane and Clark Kent are watching a studio monitor.
Isn't he doing a great job, Clark? And on his first big assignment.
Sure is. And so is the cameraman, getting some great close-ups. Matter of fact, I thought I saw someone I...
Oh, look, that young couple and their little daughter. Listen.
And you say you're from Ohio, right? First time in Washington.
And it's also wonderful. When are they going to turn on the lights, Daddy?
Right after dark, Amy. And it'll be the biggest, brightest, most beautiful Christmas tree you ever saw. It'll light up the whole lawn.
Will it light up the whole world, Daddy? Light up the whole world.
Oh, Clark, it's
light
beautiful.
Up the whole world.
What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Just a little headache. It'll go away. I think I'll just go out for a little air. Walk down by the river.
But something was wrong, and the Man of Steel felt a deep uneasiness grip his whole being. That face I saw in the crowd during Jimmy's interviews and what the little girl said, looking at the whole world, somehow they go together like parts of a puzzle. But I can't seem to make them fit. If only I could remember... And as he walks along, racking his brain for answers that don't come, he sees the UN building ahead and decides to go in and listen to the debate in the Security Council in an overtime session.
And in conclusion, I wish to place my government irrevocably on record in favor of this giant step forward on the road to peace. Thank you.
It is my great privilege and honor as chairman to announce that the Security Council of the United Nations has this day voted unanimously in favor of the resolution banning the use of all nuclear weapons.
Banning nuclear weapons is the best. Nuclear weapons, that's it. Face in the crowd. It was Thurston Kilgore, the great nuclear physicist. The last time I saw him was, a Senate committee hearing 8 years ago.
Let me see if I understand you correctly, Dr. Kilgore. You say we now have nuclear superiority enough to deter...
Not just superiority, Senator, and not just a deterrent. We have the capacity to destroy our enemies at one stroke, right now, today.
You mean...
I mean we should launch our nuclear missiles immediately.
Without warning of any...
Immediately.